7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That's an annoying noise. Okay. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And being as it was about 8 degrees and sunny and only just a little bit of wind, I thought, hey, let's go outside. And I thought, oh, I want to go down to the creek to see if I can find any owls. So that's what we're doing. We're down at the creek. I'm walking under the trees right now. There's some excited birds above me. What are they so excited about? Or are they just annoyed by the noise? Coming from the house over there, somebody's building something onto the side of their house. All right, so here I am looking down into the creek. Oh, and I'm facing the treacherous slope. Also, I see something kind of weird down there. Is that just a rock or is that a dead dude? Let's try to make our way down the very treacherous slope. And I'm going to look at my wristband that says I am a fall risk. And I am risking a fall. But the footing seems good. And so, yeah, I have made it down into the creek successfully. All right, just a quick look up into the trees. Anybody around? Anybody doing anything? I don't see anything immediately. Let's take a look into the creek here. There's a couple of golf balls. Nothing interesting, just white ones. There's some water flowing down that little ravine that's across the creek, the little ravine that likes to catch golf balls. So I don't know where that water's coming from. But that's cool. There's a lot of digging, evidence of digging. Alright, so let's go over here so I can look down downstream. What did I see? What is going on over here? What did I see? Oh. Okay. That's my phone. Is somebody actually calling me? Nobody knows my number. And whenever I try to turn down the volume, it doesn't work. Okay, so now I have to try to figure out how to operate my phone. I don't recognize this phone number. It says I missed a call. And now I have to plug in my password. And do I get to find out who the phone call's from? It's not telling me anything. So I'm just going to report it as spam. Okay. Let's get back to business. I'm looking down in the creek, and no, I did not see a dead dude. It's just a piece of log. There's some little chunks of wood that have floated down. The water level is still a little bit high, which is interesting. Did it rain? I don't think it rained. Maybe it did, and I don't even know. But yeah, I'm looking downstream. I'm also looking up into the trees downstream, looking for owls. I don't see anything. We're not going through the mud today. Today is not a mud day. No, we're not doing mud. Huh. And speaking of mud, The MUD guy came yesterday. And yeah, turns out I've got a little problem with my toilet. So I gotta go to the home improvement store, buy some toilet parts, fix my toilet. We'll do that in a day or two. But I think I've got it under control right now, so we're not leaking any more water. Well, we got the wind blowing straight down the valley today. It's weird, because it wasn't windy at my house at all. Not even, 200 meters away. Oh, and I'm already looking forward to lunch. I had another weird night. Got up at 3:15, was having like weird acid reflux problems again. Not sure why I'm having this problem. I think it's the medications that I'm taking. But that was unpleasant. But at least I managed to get back to sleep fairly quickly. So, that's good. Oh, I did work on a little bit of synthesizer stuff last night. Nothing very interesting. Just a lot of thinking and sort of pseudo-arranging. I've been saying I don't want to write anything. I don't want to write songs. I don't want to arrange any songs. Basically, I came to the conclusion that last night that what I want to do is I want to play patches. That's what I'm doing. I'm not going to play songs. I'm just going to create a patch and then perform the patch. Because these patches are mighty complicated. And they're interesting enough on their own. Alright, I'm walking and I'm stopping every once in a while to look up into the trees for owls. I don't see anybody. I don't even hear any birds freaking out. But I didn't get to do much with my synth last night. Evenings are my synth time. I got to spend the day doing stuff. I basically get up, I eat breakfast, and I start working on Dubious Goals Committee. And then once I get done with Dubious Goals Committee, after it airs, then I eat. Then I have to sort of recover from eating. And that can take a while. And this is also when my meds start to wear off. And so then I gotta wait for an hour and just sort of chill, then take more meds. And then I come back around in the evening. And that's my working time. My working on synth time. Working on other projects time. But with all of this going to the bar on Mondays and sometimes Tuesday nights, this is really eating into my synth time, my work time. And last night, I did not go to the bar, but I did go out to eat with my parents. And we went to this pizza place that we like, and it's yummy, and we ate lots of pizza, and it was good. And I have the leftover pizza ready to eat here in about another half an hour. I'm going to eat some yummy pizza. I'm looking forward to that. But while I was out eating pizza last night, the emeritus told me, hey, I saw a thing on the news where a truck crashed into the pro shop or the building that's at the golf course by your house. And I said, what, really? How very interesting. And so just 10 minutes ago, as I was coming down here, I went and I checked out the... What's that up there? Oh, it's just a squirrel. I went out and I checked out the pro shop or clubhouse or snack bar or whatever this building is. And yeah, the front of it is mashed in. And there's a gaping hole where a truck crashed through the fence. And then there's, this plywood wall that they put up. And so that's some adventure. I don't know how anybody got onto the golf course, though, to do this. You know, the gate has been closed. I don't know the story. Was this somebody just driving around and being an idiot? Was it some kids? Was it one of the workers who accidentally, you know, hit the accelerator pedal instead of hitting the brake and rammed into the building? I don't know. Okay, we got a squirrel right here making noise, making me think there's marmots. There's no marmots yet. Where are my marmots? There's some little birds flying around. So yeah, somebody crashed into the golf course building. And it's not even golf season yet. Although, I have seen a couple guys working. We've seen people working on the golf course, so it's getting ready to open. It's just not open yet. We got this squirrel behind me making noise. I keep thinking, oh, there's a dude behind me. Yes, there is a dude, but it's just a squirrel. Let's keep walking upstream here. See what we got. Oh, there's some fresh mati tracks down in the mud in the creek. In the wet mud, matis have been running around. Where could they be? Where is our mati? And did I just hear a hoo hoo hoo? I don't think so. Was that a dog far away? I don't know. I'm creeping up here though. No, that was like a mourning dove or something. There's a mourning dove up here in the tree or something. Oh. So it's a little cool today, but it's still nice. So here's a baby squirrel running up a tree. Very good, very good. It's a little bit cool today. It is not quite 10 degrees. It's about 7, maybe 8 degrees. So it's not too bad as long as the wind is not blowing. But the wind is blowing a little bit, and that's okay. I'm approaching the limit of our travel here. Hey, look at this. Is this mati action? Has there been matis climbing around in here? Looks like somebody's been running around up here. Probably marmots. I'm as far as I can go. We can go no further. I'm listening to birds. I'm listening to that bird that's getting hassled by the squirrel. The squirrel is on the branch behind me. I can see his shadow in front of me. There's some interesting tracks down in the mud there too. All right. Well, I was kind of hoping to see some ducks up here, but no ducks today. And my fingertips are getting a little bit cold. All right, I'm going to turn around here and sort of start heading back the way I came. There are some little green leaves starting to bud on some of these little plants, these weeds, this scrub that grows up around in here. So, yeah, there's some green things poking up out of the ground, too. So things are starting to turn green, but generally speaking, we just have a very brown landscape. Everything is brown, but it's nice. Oh, so yesterday after I got home from eating pizza, I had to sort of lay around for a while because I ate too much. I ate way too much. But it's so good. Oh, and I got some other bad news. Frank's closed, the other pizza place. My favorite New York-style pizza place has closed. They have a sign that says, closed permanently on their door. That's not good. I'm still looking for dudes. But when I got home, I did mess with my synthesizer a little bit. I was just... Basically, what I was doing last night is I was just sort of concentrating on how this transition is gonna go. How I'm gonna go from, you know, the spacey ambient sound washes, how am I gonna turn that into something with a beat, something that kind of becomes a little bit of space techno. So basically, because the baby keyboard got recharged, you know, the one that was engineered by kindergartners, the kindergarten engineering keyboard is recharged, so I just put down a very simple bass kick line, just dup, 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 that kind of thing. And I sort of worked out the framework in my mind, the framework of my mind, the framework my brain is going to need to be in to do this. And I sort of figured out, okay, this is the form factor of how this show, or I should say this song, is going to go. So now all I got to do is relearn all the muscle memory, because I have plugged some things into different things. Different knobs now do different things. And so, you know, last week and the last couple weeks when we were working on that dorky patch that sort of went nowhere, I got used to reaching for certain things. Oh, I want to hear this sound, so I push a certain button. No, we don't have that button anymore. You got to turn up a knob. Oh, which knob is it? Oh, well, we switched the input, so it's different knobs now. And this is really funny, because one time I remember not too long ago watching a video by Sam Battle, Look Mum No Computer, and he was talking about, you know, memorize your body movements, and it was basically the same thing. You know, you need to practice, you do need to rehearse, just so you're not reaching for the wrong thing and turn exactly the wrong knob and screw everything up. You know, you want to be reaching for reaching for the right thing. And at the time I thought, yeah, that's pretty good advice, but it didn't really sink into my brain. And so last night when I was kind of screwing some stuff up, I was thinking, oh yeah, now I know what he's talking about. And when I was messing around last night, I found a couple of other interesting parameters to turn. I turned one knob and I got a little melody out of one of the voices somehow. And I thought, wow, how did I do that? That was a complete accident, except, you know, sometimes you just gotta set yourself up for awesome accidents. All right, I'm climbing out of the creek. So let's turn on the synth, and I'll give you a little bit of taste of what I'm talking about and how this transition goes, etc., blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Okay, yeah, so that's the basics. That's an extremely shortened version, and of course, there's still more parts that I'm intending to put in, and now that I've actually sort of listened to this, we need a much better kick drum. That kick drum is a little bit weak. Weak, I say. And so, gotta deal with the kick drum. Now, the other thing that is interesting is the bells. Let's get some bell action going here. Okay, so we have this now, right? And that's great once we switch it into its other mode. And this is the interesting part. See, this is supposed to be... I think I screwed this up. This is supposed to be triggering every... Is it going on 16ths? I think it is, but whatever reason. We've got this, and it's awesome. But then I noticed when I turn this knob, we get a little bit more extra notes. Here it comes. And it took me a while to figure out why that was happening. Because that's an accident. That's another happy accident. But, yeah, we can kind of go from totally percussive, like this. And we can start adding this weird sort of sustain that makes another melody. And there's a sub in there. There's a subharmonic in there, too. How do we bring that out? And it's cool because there is some element of internal feedback happening here, because I can turn the knob halfway. It's at zero now, but if I crank it up halfway, it'll transition from the bells to the melody. It fades itself up. That's cool. I like that a lot. So I've got other stuff to work on. I've got to change some modulation for our little voice guy going, ow, ow, ow. He wasn't even on during the first thing. I messed that up. But anyway, I will be adding a couple of other sort of wispy ambient tracks to this. And so it'll be a little bit more detailed. You've only heard just the very basics, and now you know how this is going to go, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. This is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.